from someplace south of the North Pole. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello, and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heiser. In fact, this is the 149th episode of Red Belly Radio. Thank you for listening. And, you know, it's this time of year that people celebrate a lot of different events, be it Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. But one of the things you can always count on is that people who like math and physics really, really like math and physics. And they can apply math and physics to, well, to any situation. Oh, and I guess I should say that if you are listening to this podcast, like in your car or something, and there are any young children, you may, this would be a spoiler alert, so you may want to listen to it later. So for this season, I wanted to read you something that this has gone around the internet since, well, I think since before it was the internet. One site I saw cited that it had been reproduced and sent around via fax, you know, predating the World Wide Web. Not the internet, but the World Wide Web. And it seems to me that a bunch of physicists and math majors maybe did a little calculation and, well, this is the physics of Santa and his reindeer. No known species of reindeer can fly, but there are 300,000 species of living organisms yet to be classified. While most of these are insects and germs, this does not completely rule out flying reindeer, which only Santa has ever seen. There are 2 billion children, persons under the age of 18, in the world. But since Santa doesn't appear to handle Muslim, Hindu, Jewish, or Buddhist children, that reduces the workload to about 15% of the total, or 378 million, according to the Population Reference Bureau. At an average census rate of 3.5 children per house, that's 91.8 million homes. Now, one presumes there's at least one good child in each home. Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with, thanks to different time zones and the rotation of the Earth, assuming he travels in an east-to-west direction. That seems logical. This works out to 822.6 visits per second. That is to say, for each Christian household with good children, Santa has about 1/1,000th of a second to park, hop out of the sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, distribute the remaining presents under this tree, eat whatever snacks have been left, and get back up the chimney and get back into the sleigh to move to the next house. Now, assuming that each of these 91.8 million stops are evenly distributed around the Earth, which of course we know to be false for the purposes of our calculations, though we will accept this, we are now talking about 0.78 miles per household. That's a total trip of about 75.5 million miles. That means Santa's sleigh is moving at 650 miles per second. That's about 3,000 times the speed of sound. So for purposes of comparison, a Southwest Airlines jet flies at somewhere slower than the speed of sound, about 500 miles an hour or so. And the fastest man-made vehicle on Earth, the Ulysses space probe, moves at a pokey 27.4 miles per second. A conventional reindeer can run about 15 miles an hour, tops. Now, if every one of the 91.8 million homes with good children were to put out a single chocolate chip cookie and an 8-ounce glass of milk, 2%, the total calories would be approximately 225. Now, multiplying the number of calories per house by the number of homes, we would get the number of calories Santa consumes that night, which is 20,655 million calories. To break it down further, 1 pound is equal to 3,500 calories. Dividing our total number of calories by the number of calories in a pound, we get the number of pounds Santa would gain that night, which is about 5.9 million pounds. That's about 2,950 tons. And by the way, I am rounding these numbers. The mathematicians and physicists that did it, they take it out to decimals. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to bore you with that. Now, the payload on the sleigh, that adds another interesting element, assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set, weighs about 2 pounds. The sleigh is carrying 321,000 tons, not counting Santa, who is invariably described as overweight. On land, conventional reindeer can pull no more than about 300 pounds. So even granting that flying reindeer could pull 10 times the normal amount, Santa could not do the job with 8 or even 9 reindeer. He would need 214,200 reindeer. Now, this increases the payload, which is, of course, not counting the weight of the sleigh, to 353,000 tons. Again, for comparison, this is 4 times the weight of the Queen Elizabeth. Now, that's the ship, not the woman. 353,000 tons traveling at 650 miles per second creates an enormous air resistance. This will heat the reindeer up in the same fashion as a spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. The lead pair of reindeer will absorb, and I think this is my favorite stat on the whole paper here. The lead pair of reindeer will absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of energy per second each. In short, they will burst into flame almost instantaneously, exposing the reindeer behind them and creating a deafening sonic boom in their wake. The entire reindeer team will be vaporized within 4.26 thousandths of a second. Santa, meanwhile, will be subjected to centripetal forces 17,500 times greater than gravity. A 250-pound Santa, which does seem ludicrously slim, would be pinned to the back of his sleigh by 4.3 million pounds of force. Or you could use Southwest Airlines cargo to deliver your gifts. Well, that does it for this episode. Episode number 149, by the way. Belly Radio is a registered trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company, and this episode is copyrighted 2012. Santa has indicated that we've come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.